possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, Shouty. I don't know. I'm in a mood today.
Yeah, clearly.
I am in a mood today.
You went from horny to whatever that was.
It's that sax line, dude. It just gets me every time.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it gets me all hot and bothered.
That's why Kenny G was Kenny G.
My wife, one year for my birthday, she got me the Kenny G board game. It's called Keeping It Saxy.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a board game?
There is a board game.
Dude, how is this the first time I've heard of this?
I don't know.
The Kenny G board game, Keep It Saxy. Mm.
Yeah.
Keep is it like sexy. A button you push that has like a horn?
Honestly, I haven't even opened the box yet.
It's just too pretty.
It's just kind of a, you know, it's a proudly displayed
item. It's the centerpiece in the living room.
It's on the coffee table.
It's all laminated. It's like put in a jello mold.
I don't have a coffee table book. It's the Kenny G Keeping It Saxy.
What is the most famous Kenny G sax line?
Ooh, see, I'm not sure what his favorite is.
Because, like, everybody knows the sax line from, like, Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what's Kenny G's?
Or from Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty.
By Jerry Rafferty, yeah. But
that's
what,
a good face melter.
What's the, we're playing that song at your funeral.
Yeah.
You've told me that.
Exactly.
I now know the song of two people that I will play at their funeral. Yours is dope because it's Baker Street, and that's just an awesome song.
Yeah.
My other buddy is just going to be so sad.
Oh, no.
Wants Forever Young by Bob Dylan, and it's like, oh, dude. We gonna be crying,
right?
Be a lot of tears. Baker Street comes on by old Rafferty, and people are partying at Jeff Rust's funeral.
You look like a you look like a party all the time guy, little Andrew.
Andrew WK?
Yeah,
that's the party hard.
Party hard.
That's party hard.
Yeah,
party all the time. That was Eddie Murphy.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You know that song.
I hate that. I hate that.
No.
Don't say that.
No, you.
When I tell you I don't know it, it's because I mean I don't know it.
You know the song. You cannot avoid it. Cannot avoid it.
Top five things I want to destroy is when people are like,
"That's Eddie Murphy."
This is the party all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know it.
No, not this one. And Andrew McKay is one that I was thinking of.
I don't know it.
Oh, you leaving the smelling salts?
I figured you guys could enjoy it.
I've hit it three times already today.
Panic hasn't had any.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
I don't know what this is.
This is Eddie Murphy.
Oh, dude.
Well,
yeah.
I heard you, but I don't know it.
It's fantastic.
Wow.
This was in one of my former Danny and Dusty opens.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like, yeah. Somebody wasn't listening to the show.
No, not at all.
Wow.
No, I didn't. If you guys were on 10 to 1, I would listen to that.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 to
1. Well, we did. There is 1 hour of overlap there.
Yeah, but then I felt like I was late to the show, and I was just like, I don't want to play catch up.
Yeah, that Andrew WK song was, I think it hit number one.
Really?
I think it did.
Hmm.
we will party hard.
Nope, don't know this either.
Yes, you do.
I just told you I don't know this. God, I hate that so much.
You do.
There's nothing I hate more than somebody telling me I know something when I know I don't.
This was in a couple commercials and God knows how many movies. There's no way you've never heard this song before.
I don't think so. It is. There's no recollection in my brain of this. Nope, I ain't got it, dude.
Got nothing?
I got nothing.
It's a good tune.
I got nothing. Do you know what song you want to play at your funeral, Danny?
Part of me wants to go with like something super hard. Like just
cut my life into pieces.
Well, that's after I, you know,
end
my life. You know, that's a different one.
Boy, that got dark.
Well, that's what the song's about. It's cooking. There you go.
Then you just get rolled down the aisle in your casket. Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
No. It's not in the casket. It's when you push me into the cremation machine.
Yeah. I don't know what I want played at my funeral.
I want it to be, if I had a choice, to make people laugh.
I would want all the lights.
For Danny, it would be this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that casket flies
just
open.
Flies open.
Oh, God, that's Stone Cold's music.
What the hell is the meaning of this?
A little zombie meringue action.
Does he have no conscience? Does he have no heart? Do you have no soul? Mm.
I think it would be nice if you died and like everybody, and you know, we are gathered here today to celebrate the life of Jeffrey Rust and all the lights go out and then you just... Everybody, somebody gets up from the pew. That would be awesome. Just pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, dude, Timmy Trumpet just showing up at the wake. Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
I wonder how much it would cost to pay Timmy Trumpet to come to your wake.
Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Like, could you just put that in your will? Like, you must allocate $35,000 of my life's earnings.
Does it have to be the Timmy Trumpet and Blaster Jacks?
Maybe.
Mm.
I mean, how much is that going to cost?
I mean, I don't know.
You decide to not give your kids $100,000 and you just pay it on Pitbull to come at your funeral?
Well, just make sure you let old Timmy know you're a Mets fan.
What about...
like, Suk might get a discount.
What if the lights go down and just...
Ooh!
Basketball, basketball, basketball.
Give me the ball, because I'm going to dunk it. Yeah!
I could get down with that.
Yeah, I could get down with that. Yeah. How did we get here, guys?
We started out with Kenny G somehow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were waxing poetically about sax lines. I love sax.
Yeah, it's great.
Sax is awesome.
You know, a little Phil Collins.
Even bad sax is better than no sax at all.
That's how I feel about pizza, man. Yeah. Bad pizza, man. You're still getting laid, dude. It's still great.
In the Air Tonight would be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Funeral. I feel like I think that's too drum solo. But I think it's too drawn out. Like, it would take too long to pay off.
That's a good 2 minutes in.
Yeah. I mean, it's near the end of the song.
Yeah. But you started as, like, everybody taking their seats.
I can feel it.
Although, I'll tell you what, though, when that drum solo hits, that's like a smelling salt.
Yeah.
Man, we are full circle here. Mm-hmm. Brandon just came in and interrupted my show. Our show.
There you go. Nice.
Did you say my bad?
My bad. Look, it's my show. Yeah. Let's face it, okay?
We were at PDXYZ, and I was like, I can't talk to my producer. It sucks. And Danny was like, your producer, huh? I was like, ah, crap. Ah, crap. You know what I mean, though.
Getting a little too comfy
here.
We're
on the same team here. Hell yeah, man. I've been sitting in this chair for 10 years. You know, I miss doing it once a week. Life was a lot easier back then.
Look, man, I love this job.
I had Joe Fisher. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to deal with you.
Didn't have to deal with me.
Had Schultzy. Didn't have to deal with Rust. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the building. Got to see my guys, Isaac and Suk.
That's the weird thing about being here on this time slot now. In the past, I'd get off air on Friday. This place was a ghost town. Now I get off air and everybody's kind of still like around on a Friday.
Yeah,
like,
except Kurt. He's already hit happy hour, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody is still here working.
Kurt, no, it's not a happy hour. It's a business meeting.
Yeah, business meeting. It's an expense account. I get here. Sometimes I get here before my boss and my boss's boss.
Mm. Yeah, right?
Like, that's wild.
Yeah. That never happened once at the last show slot for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Austin sometimes would work from home too, so he would just like not be here.
Yeah,
I don't think
you can do that when you've done it for 30 plus years.
I don't think the brand man would like to work from home.
Give it some time.
You think so?
Give him 30 years.
I think now. It's still in summertime when the kids are home.
Yeah.
So you know, let's get into school year.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see what that looks like.
I don't know. I think he likes the routine of coming to work. Talking with us boys about boys things. Dudes, couple dudes over
here.
Let's
see what that looks like in year 15.
That's true.
I don't want to see any of you.
Yeah, that's assuming he makes it that far.
Assuming any of us make it that far.
You know, I always wanted to work from home, but my wife is like, you can't work from home. And I was like, why not? I could totally do it. And she's like, no, I won't let you.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to leave the house.
Get out.
Yeah, you can't be here all the time.
The COVID stuff was the hardest because we did it here.
The old building.
Yeah, that was awkward.
I don't know. I kind of liked that. The whole building was empty.
TV, it was empty. TV side, it sucked. Joe and I, Simons and I, we made it look like with a green screen that we were in the same room. I was in, Jeff, you know, the old outdoor GPS studio, which is like a shoe closet.
Which I would actually prefer to call the old Trailblazers Pulse studio.
There you go. Yes, it has had many makeovers. But I was in there with just a solo camera, nobody else in there. And Joe was downstairs in the Studio B at KGW.
Oh, because you couldn't be next to each other.
No. And the only way I could see him was the little monitor that I had next to the camera. And when you can't see some, like when you're not in the same room with somebody, you know, you've done Zoom interviews and stuff like that. It's just different. And when you have to like react off each other, it's very strange when you can't see like certain, like cute, like little TV dumber stuff here is that like we know when we're, our cameras are going, switching between us and stuff like that. Cause we can see and you can hear it queue up and stuff like that. So, you know, we know when we're off air, like, hey, you know, you got a producer in your ear, you have X amount of time or whatever. And, you know, we'd always kind of do this thing. You guys can actually see it on the show now. If I'm running too long into something on TV and Joe knows that I'm going down a rabbit hole that will go a lot longer, because in TV we have hard outs.
Right.
Here we can fudge it a little bit, but TV it's all.
No, I was told to be on time.
Yeah. We're the most on time show there is.
We have a hard out.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, we have multiple hard outs in TV. And Joe will do this and just lift his glasses, and he does it so subtly. And that is a shut the hell up. You have 5 seconds.
Can I get Joe's phone number from you? I'd like to ask Joe a few questions.
How to wrangle cats. Yeah.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you today. A lot to get to. We'll have some fun, some pickups from yesterday that we didn't get to. Web Gems at 11:45. A lot of quarterback news today. Plus we'll check in on the Seattle Mariners in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll have Tyson Alger on the show tomorrow. Josh Pate on Friday. We'll borrow him from the morning show. So great week coming up, but also stick around for today. When we come back, the SEC, it just means more. Alabama names their starter. That's next. 105.1 The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put it on the board. 10-17 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge, 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Also, shout out to the YouTube chat. Holla at your boy. Those will let you interact with us throughout the entire show. I did look up Kenny G's most famous song. It is a song called Songbird. I think I just said the word song four times in a sentence.
I think that sounds about right. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we played it, would we know it?
I think so. Yeah. I tried to find it. We don't have it in the system.
I know. I looked too. I only saw Fleetwood Mac's Songbird.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, that ain't it. That ain't Although it. A sax line on that song would be great.
Yes.
I am a firm believer that saxophone should go on all things.
I was a saxophone player.
Really?
In the fifth and sixth grade.
I played a little trumpet in fifth grade.
I played sax sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. Started out on the clarinet for like first couple months. Like, I don't like this, and then moved to the sax.
Did a recital. I played my song that I played was the Hill Street Blues theme song.
you've been weird your whole life, huh?
Yes,
dude, I love it.
I have.
Just double down on that.
Yeah. Did your antenna just go up?
With that doubt.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
it's like that's the most Jeff Russ thing. Although, if I
grew up listening to a radio station that is not part of this cluster, but. Let's just say that perhaps back in the day it was true to the music. That's how I grew up, and that formed basically most of my musical taste.
You know what it is, Jeff? I think you remind me of my sister a lot.
Yeah?
I think that's what it is. I think you two and your eccentricities, thank you.
God, our uncomfortable word of the week is going to be whatever Harris makes up each week.
I know, right? He got me there. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, whatever makes you two, yeah. I can put up what you're putting down. Yeah, you know
there
what I mean?
We go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's most of the reason why I'm a Yacht Rock guy.
I hate this show.
My formative years.
Yeah. I'm a Yacht Rock guy because my dad put it on my brain, just forced me into it.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I grew up.
Yeah, I grew up a rock guy, but the metal thing was my own thing.
Yeah.
Like my dad is not into the metal at all.
I don't know many people whose parents were into the metal. Most kids find that out on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out like going overseas when you're 18 years old, you just kind of go down a certain path.
Yeah. That's where my parents playing a lot of like Fleetwood Mac and Laura Branigan and such on the old turntable.
Yeah, see my mom was a Carly Simon CCR softer, gentler. My dad was Zeppelin.
My Faja, he was Steely Dan and Sly and the Family Stone.
No, there you go.
I can get behind Sly. I am not a Steely Dan guy.
And the Eagles pre-Hotel California. He says Hotel California ruined that band.
Was that when Fonz got on the skis?
That was his breaking point. He was like, after they put out that record, I miss my old Eagles. I was like, you don't like Joe Walsh, do you, Dad? He was like, I love Joe Walsh, just not in the Eagles.
Hotel California was one of the first, like, quote unquote, difficult songs I ever learned to play on the guitar.
It is a difficult song. Yeah. Don Felder recorded that riff
on an answering machine to Don Henley.
It's computers.
He was like, yo, dude, I came up with this riff. What do you think? And Henley was like, I'm going to write like the third greatest rock and roll song of all time.
Wow, really? That high?
I mean, not my list, but if you go look at lists, like majority of lists, I mean, Hotel California is like top five easily.
I did Hotel California and Nothing Else Matters, Metallica. Those are the first like...
Nothing matters.
I never learned how to play guitar, but I had a buddy who did, and I did learn how to play the first, what, like seven notes or so of Under the Bridge.
One of my best friends, he can't play the piano, but he can play the Jurassic Park theme song, and weirdly enough, the intro to All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
I hear Rusty laughing.
Just giggle. That's
I mean, look, if you're at a party, like that's a...
Pray for someone like you.
First ever song I learned to play on piano was Beauty and the Beast, Tale as Old as Time.
Oh, Angela Lansbury.
Fox.
She's a one seed, for sure.
But for whatever reason...
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to hear a one seed. You ever see any old pictures of Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren? Oh, yeah. Excuse you, sir.
Dude, she looks good now, man.
She looked like Jennifer Lawrence, basically, in her youth.
J-Law pre-surgery. Yeah, J-Law looks terrible now.
Yeah. Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
With what?
Like, I don't know.
She looks terrible. She got a bunch of plastic surgery. It looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like her cheeks are like huge and like way up high and stuff.
No, no way. Somebody in Hollywood just did something to their face.
I know, but she just looks so good being
normal.
Why
would you finger paint on a Picasso?
No. Finger paint on a Picasso. One could argue that a Picasso is finger paint.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, in terms of like a work of art.
You know, the text line's really anti-Jeff Rust right now. Steely Dan is easily the best band in the world. Anyone disagrees should stick with K-pop.
Nope, sorry. Steely Dan, if a hangover had a sound, it would be Steely Dan.
Rust claims to be into yacht rock but doesn't like Steely Dan,
question mark?
You know what? To be fair, Donald Fagen also does not like yacht rock. And he is the founding member of Steely Dan.
I remember watching that doc on HBO Max.
He hates it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you hate it.
You just hate what you are.
Yeah, I don't hate what you
are. Tell you what, I'm going to piss off some more people. You want to know who else is overrated? The Rolling Stones and Rush.
Oh, dude, Rush is a top five worst band of all time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that band sucks.
Wow.
Real hard. I think I would rather listen to, like, Brooks and Dunn than Rush. And if you know me, that's saying something. Actually, I don't know. I'd probably listen
to Rush.
I
would probably rather listen to Brooks and Dunn.
I don't know. That stuff's so
I'm
bad
not a
to me.
Rush fan, but Neil Peart's one of the five best drummers of all time.
Neil Peart's great, but like his band sucks.
I would argue that. That's fine. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, they just, ugh.
I'm sure there's plenty of people in history who are very talented, but their band sucks. Like Adam Levine has a good voice. Mm-hmm. His band sucks.
Yeah.
I did like that first record a lot, though.
The Little Mermaid 5?
The first one, I mean, it also came out when I was like 17 years old.
Yeah, like, you know, the formative, like, what do you call it? The rom-com era.
Yeah.
Where, like, them and the Fray were on every single TV show you'd ever seen.
How to Save a Life.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Fray?
That's Fray, yeah.
I saw Maroon 5 open for John Mayer at the Ridgefield Amphitheater.
Ooh.
It was a good show.
I saw Mayer.
I'll be there tomorrow at Creed, baby.
And I bet you they're gonna put on a great show.
Can you take me? Yeah, dude, I'm stoked. Except I'm not stoked that the only two songs I know aren't gonna come up till the end.
You're doing it back here. You can't do it in the back of the throat.
I know.
It's in the front.
Oh, I know,
Creed's in the front.
I know, but that's how I do it to tease to make fun.
No, but if you're gonna make fun of it, you have to go go full Pearl Jam Creed. You gotta do it. It's forward singing.
Forward singing.
Yeah, it's in the front of your mouth.
Can you take? No, that's not it. No. Can you take? Yeah, dude. No. I just instantly go to the back.
Yeah. Vedder was kind of the guy that
it's got to really come from the gut, like a good belch.
No.
Like a good belch. Got to come from the gut.
I bet you. I honestly bet you it's going to be a really good show. I saw them live when they were huge. It was the first floor concert I ever went to at Rose Garden.
My goal is to have no idea what's going on.
Which, that's easy to do out there.
Yeah, I'm going to sit in the lawn and have no idea what's going on. Is it supposed to be hot as balls again?
Actually, I think it's cooling down a little bit.
I think today's supposed to be the last hot day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
83 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's perfect. See,
that's
yeah,
great.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's great.
A little slight little breeze.
Right in the sweet spot.
I was saying, though, up at Ridgefield, though, at the amphitheater, you have to have a cooler in your car of beer for after the show because it's going to take you an hour to get out of that parking lot.
Which,
don't drink and drive.
No.
Well, no, no, no. Someone else is driving. Yeah. Come on, dude. If I'm I just told you I'm trying not to know what's going on. Like,
I'm just, you know, just saying, you know, we are a, you know, we try to abide by the local, you know, by the
Where's my car, man? Where do we park?
Yeah, you know.
It's hard to get that wasted at shows. It's too expensive.
It's too pricey.
It's too pricey.
And don't try to do it at the Sphere either, because they'll catch you and throw you out permanently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Forget I realized me. The other night, too, Sunday night on the way home, another sneaky, expensive place to drink is the Airplane. Two shots of vodka, two little minis of vodka, $22.
Yep, that'll get you.
Yeah.
Damn.
$22 for two little minis.
Good gravy.
Yeah, but they give you small cups. So, like, when you pour the whole thing in a cup and then a little mixer, you're like, damn.
That's cute. That's, you pour it in the cup?
That's a stiff.
Ross is just taking it straight to the dome with the damn. Little bottles.
Damn. Damn.
That'll happen.
That will happen. Mm. That will happen. Hey, you know what? Guys, I think we are a sports station. Should we talk about some sports?
No. I don't want to.
The boss hasn't come in yet, so that's
he's
a good
in a meeting. We're fine.
Yes, nice. That means he's not listening either.
Watch, he's got a radio in the room.
Dope. He's got a headphones in. What if he got the implant? He got the Musk implant, so he can just hear the station in his head at all times. All right, we come back. We will get into some football. Alabama names their starting quarterback in a day that is heavy on quarterbacks here at the Fam. But first, we'll stick it over to Rust with Sports.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, RIP to a real one. We'll finally get to when you're really good at your job, but it doesn't count. Plus web gems loaded 11 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. It is about time we dive into some sports. After all, this is the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM. It's also our sister station, 910. She's great, too, but stick with us here. Ty Simpson will open the 2025 season as Alabama's starting quarterback, according to Coach Caleb DeBoer. And this kind of got me thinking about, you know, with all the quarterback battles going on in college football this year, I'm curious, what is the best way to kind of deal with your situation? Do you run the Ohio State route of, it's going to be up to the last day before we really know who's going to be the starting quarterback? Or do you get out in front of it, like right now, and say, Ty Simpson, for being, quote, loyal, will get the nod?
You know, I was listening to a podcast on the way in. I think it was the Cover 3 guys with Cannell and Fernelli and those guys. And they brought up an interesting point as it pertains to Ryan Day and Ohio State. And the thought process between Saban and Kinehold's being that the only way Ryan Day, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, but it's an interesting thought process. The only way he can simulate the pressure of being a top flight quarterback at a top flight school is to make those guys fight it out until the very last second.
Even though he knows, let's pretend he knows who he's going to choose.
Sure. But they have to be close enough that you can do it.
Right. You can't lie about it.
Because the guys will know.
Yeah.
Like that.
The guys know. That's the truth.
And if it's close, though, you might have some guys like, well, I like this. Other guys might be like, oh, I think it's this guy. But it's like
Jeremiah Smith knows who's going to be the starting quarterback.
I mean, does he?
I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like the one I'll use at the NFL is Russell Wilson. Like, yes, you brought in Matt Flynn and you paid him all that money back then, but it was evident
who the
guy was. And then you can only do that if things are close. Now, you've got down in Missouri with Drinkwitz, Prabula, they brought in from Penn State as a transfer, and then the other quarterback they had there, Sam, God, I'm totally blanking his name, but the notes coming out of camp is Drinkwitz in his press availability yesterday, I think it was yesterday, said something along the lines of, like, yeah, there really hasn't been any separation, which that's not good, because you brought in Prabula to be the guy. It's like, that's probably not a great sign. Now, you can look locally at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
The presumption, I think, from general national media and Oregon fan is, oh, it's Dante Moore's job.
I mean, at the point where I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
I think there's a very real chance that Nova said
really
is the starter.
I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised if Austin Nova said, like, there, from what it sounds like, it doesn't sound like Dante Moore is running away with the job.
And
it,
that is true. And otherwise, I think Dan Lanning, but that's my question here. Yeah. I think Dan Lanning, if he knew, he would come out and say it.
I get the Ryan Day approach. Mm-hmm. If you've got two good quarterbacks and you do want to, like, you know, pressure leads the diamonds kind of a deal. I understand that, like, the mentality behind that, because the military mind in me, that's how that works, is just pressure, 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 and then you see what breaks or doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're a coach, you want somebody to just be that much better. Like, just be like, yeah, no, it's his job. You know what I mean? Because then I don't think you relax, but it's a calming presence.
You're almost saying you can be both. It's all situational.
Because
mm-hmm. I wonder if it's better to just be like one way all the time.
I think you
like
have
like
to
a
adjust.
like an almost an image based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the coach that pushes all my players, and you'll find out on game day. Or I'm the coach mm-hmm. that picks my guy, and I stick with you.
Well, I don't think you can do that, because if you pick a guy, because here's the thing: once you pick a guy, then the clock starts ticking
on the guy.
And if you do it too early in camp, and it was like, oh, it was just a couple of good practices, like, which is why you wait.
You pick Sears and he throws four picks against Texas and you're like, But if you don't announce that until the week of game day, you got a little more leash.
Yeah. And then there's, like, you know, if you want to use the Ryan Day example between Brown and McCord, you know, they mm-hmm. that did not go the way that they wanted. And then McCord ends up at Syracuse and is a lot better. Now, does getting out of Ohio State help Kyle McCord and going to Syracuse and putting up all those numbers?
It did.
Like, did he need to get that pressure release, so to speak?
Maybe.
But did Ohio State maybe fumble that a little bit?
Yeah, but I also think they were okay.
In the long run,
yes.
But in that immediacy, they weren't.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of like, if you're looking for the hole in that argument, I think that's probably what you're looking at. And so I do think it's very situational, but I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I think you have to be able to adjust. And I think that's kind of the mark of coaching in college football now, is that you have to be willing to adjust. You have to be willing to be flexible. But also, if you have the old adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, if you have two quarterbacks. It's what Kathy Bates says on The Office all the time. Mm. You got two people doing the same job? We're going to fix that. Quote from Kalen DeBoer, that's what's great and why I love rooting for Ty is just the journey he's been on and the way he's been loyal to Alabama, loyal to his teammates. He continued to stay and keep fighting and do it in a way where he never lowered his level of character and always kept being a great teammate first and foremost, so it makes it really easy from a teammate standpoint to root for him. Am I reading too much into that statement when it sounds like I don't have a guy better in the room?
Yeah, that's what that
this isn't
like.
The guy. Yeah. I just don't have anybody better.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I think if you're Alabama, that's scary. And I know we haven't gotten into a ton since we've been doing the show on the SEC and what they look like this year, and we will eventually.
Starting on Friday with Josh Pate.
Yeah, but this is the first time that I've kind of been a little concerned about Alabama.
I mean, look at the SEC quarterbacks in general.
It's wide open everywhere. Yeah.
Like, who's the best quarterback in the SEC right now? It's Texas, clearly.
Yeah, Arch, the kid at South Carolina.
Yeah, Lenore Sellers.
Yep.
Nico's not at Tennessee anymore.
Gunnar
Stockton's at Georgia. Ty Simpson at Alabama. Diego Pavia.
Jackson Dart.
No, not there anymore. Yeah, definitely not.
Who's the kid at Florida?
Lagway. But he's had injuries.
But he's injured, yeah.
And now we have breaking news about your guy, Mateer. There's a gambling investigation.
No.
He has been just now reporting screenshots of past references to sports gambling on his Venmo account.
I know. I saw that. I'm not worried about that. I thought there was like more news.
No, it's like two transactions where he labeled it as sports gambling. And
we'll get to that later.
Yes.
All right. Don't be poking the bear over here. No, okay.
Just saying, you know, Mr. Mateer is going to win a Heisman.
He is going to win a Heisman. You can bet your bottom dollar on it.
Sounds like he might have bet some money on
it. See what I did there? And Nussmeier, I mean, we're going to get to him at the noon hour.
He got dinged up in practice.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe I am overthinking it. I was concerned that this quote and making Ty Simpson your starting quarterback was a bad thing for Alabama.
Thompson.
I know, I did. I almost did. You noticed that?
Yeah, no.
I thought I got away with it, too.
No, trust me. I when you hear Ty and quarterback, it's like, because it was around for so long. It was like
Ty and son?
Yeah, it's like, okay, not Ty Thompson, Ty Simpson.
Remember when Ty Thompson was a five-star recruit? Mm. Can't miss. Mm. Isn't he playing tight end?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Isn't he playing? I think he's playing tight end somewhere.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
but maybe, okay, so then maybe I am overreacting. If the SEC is in a quarterback kerfuffle in general.
Nobody's proven.
Maybe Simpson is an okay pick.
I mean, is Diego Pavia the most proven quarterback in the SEC?
Oh,
right,
man.
Now?
Oh, God. Maybe?
I think, like, mark. It, like, legitimately.
How many quarterbacks in the SEC have beaten Alabama? Pavia has.
I wonder if I sort it by attempts. I bet you Pavia's probably the leader in attempts right now.
Oh, God. You're going to get some SEC fans real
mad. Is he the
mad.
Most experienced, like, battle-tested quarterback in the SEC right now? Lagway's young. Arch is young. Simpson's young. Like, Mateer...
Played some bad Wazoo
teams. Yeah,
I've seen him get lit a lot. He might be the most experienced.
Yeah.
Maybe not the most proven.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to prove yourself at Wazoo when you don't have a conference.
Yeah, that's like...
But he's probably the most experienced.
See, now I want to dig into this in the break just to be like, see where this falls. And again, I think this is why this is why we keep circling the drain around parity.
Yeah.
Is because no matter what the SEC is, the Big Ten is, whatever you want to say about whatever conference, there's just so few returning experienced quarterbacks around the country.
I mean, the Big Ten's the same way outside of Drew Aller, too.
And Altmaier.
Oh, and Altmaier, yes.
But yes, other than those two guys, you were basically breaking in new quarterbacks damn near everywhere.
My team's breaking in a new quarterback. You know? It's kind of like the theme of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Bah. Well, Ty Simpson is named the quarterback at Alabama. We'll see how that goes. I mean, they're going to get some good tests early on, so we'll see if that pays off. But yeah, it's something I'm always curious about, you know. It's like the injury reports and stuff. You never fully disclose to not let the opponent have an advantage, but when does it start affecting your squad? So we'll watch that. Keep updates on quarterbacks. We will get to John Mateer later on today. Also, the Nussmeier injury. We'll get to that stuff. So heavy quarterback show. Stick with us. When we come back, we'll slide over. There's another niche sport signing a massive deal with a streaming partner. I still can't wrap my head around if these are good things. We'll get to that next. This is The Firm of Harrison Marang on 105.1 The Fan. On the noon hour, we'll get to some more quarterback talk with Nussmeier, John Mateer, checking on the Mariners. And can we say it's over for this team already? It's a lot to get to in the 12 o'clock hour, so stick around. Plus, we'll have Web Gems at 11:45. But, you know, we're fans of, maybe not fans, but we speak pleasantly about the old World Wrestling Federation, correct?
Sure.
Correct? Why not, right? UFC moving to Paramount.
Exclusively.
Exclusively. So no more pay-per-views.
For $7
billion. $7 billion. You know what's really fascinating is... the same company owns UFC and WWE. So they have different broadcasting partners.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy thought to think. Like you have brain trust working this out, figuring this out, trying to weigh the pluses and minuses of having the same broadcast partner for both or having different broadcast partners.
You want to diversify so you get the most money.
And I also, think so.
You got to remember, yes, Khan family has investment in that, but also there's a lot of money from overseas that is invested in that.
Oh, it's tons of Saudi money in that.
Yeah, there's the Saudi PIF. And like,
that's why Vince sold the WWE, because it was like, would you like $8 billion? And he was like, I sure would.
Yeah, because that's not just life-changing money. It's generationally insane.
Mm-hmm.
Your great-grandkids' great-grandkids are fine.
All because yo daddy built the WWF. Thanks, daddy.
It's crazy to think about, but $7 billion for... It's basically like $1.1 billion a year. It's 7.7, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so... which, that valuation seems insane, especially if you're not making the money back on pay-per-views.
Well, and that's the next question that I was going to ask is this the death of pay-per-view?
No,
because wrestling events are now on a streaming.
Ariel Helwani was saying yes.
I don't think so.
Who?
Because
Ariel Helwani, he covers UFC and MMA
and
for
boxing,
okay. And
boxing,
yeah. for like ESPN. And,
okay.
Which is funny because what is ESPN doing in a week?
Well, but that's not pay-per-view, though. That's...
Oh, they've already talked about doing pay-per-view for NFL games and college football games.
Why?
That, yeah.
Like, you want me to pay an extra $20 to watch State, Texas?
No, it's like, if it's not part of whatever thing that you do, here's $3 here. Here's $4 here. Here's $5 here. Like, they're talking about doing, like, some a la carte stuff behind it. And it's just like, yeah, don't like this.
Yeah,
don't
like
this
like that.
One bit.
Don't like Mahalo, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. But that aside, I think this does kill the pay-per-view. Because wrestling, all the big pay-per-views are now on ESPN.
Or Peacock.
They're going to ESPN.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're going to ESPN. That was part of that. And I think Netflix still has Monday Night Raw and TV has SmackDown. I think we talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago. So UFC doesn't have a pay-per-view. So yeah, I think that's pretty much gone.
I think we're getting past the era of the...
the a la carte.
Yeah, the traditional pay-per-view era. Like, if you want to say it's the death of the traditional pay-per-view era, like, that we grew up with, $50 for a fight kind of a deal, probably. But they're not going... it's not going to disappear in, like, oh, you're just not... no, they're just going to charge you a lot more for Paramount to
damn
get,
it.
Like, the upgrade.
I don't want... man, I really hope I don't have to pay more for Paramount, because I use it to watch football.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because right now...
and I don't want to pay more because I... don't watch UFC.
Because right now, Paramount, they got the regular Paramount thing, and then you can get the Paramount plus Showtime, mm-hmm. right? Now, I don't remember, is there a tier in between that is Paramount, like, without ads?
I don't think so. I have Paramount with ads, okay. But ads don't matter to me because I watch soccer, so it's like live sports.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think is a tier above the regular Paramount to get the live sports part of it.
I don't know, man. I think I pay $4.99 a month for Paramount.
Yeah, I think I'm at like $5.99 or something.
But if you're going to bump me to $12.99 because of UFC and I don't even watch UFC, that's going to be rough.
Right, yeah. What's my next bottom tier?
Right.
I couldn't give two S's about that.
And the worst part is I'm going to pay for it because it has that much soccer material. Like, I'm literally counting down the clock here until I can put it
well,
put
and
on
here,
a game.
And I'm the guy who pays $10 a month the entire year round for the NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
Which is around for 4 months out of the year. Because
you don't turn it off.
Because I don't turn it off, yeah. And I'm a dummy.
And they're
year round, like you're paying like
$10 a month on
you
my
you paid
cable
the month
bill.
Of July for Red Zone.
Yeah, it's just I mean,
is there anything on it?
Bill. No,
there's not like old highlights or anything.
Well,
no.
you get the NFL Plus with it, which is what I use to like during preseason to watch.
Oh, that's how you're able. That's where you're able to watch the games
I think
that were on
the NFL Plus is a separate thing. I think with
maybe I just have the NFL.
I think
package.
If you get the NFL Plus, you get Red Zone.
Maybe that's what it is.
But subscribing to Red Zone does not get you NFL Plus.
Dude, that's
I don't know. I just write it all off.
That's the question. Do I?
God, I need to start thinking about that.
Yeah, dude.
Good Lord.
Dude, I write off the MLB app.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, dude.
Hey, man. Not to give them free ad. T-Mobile. Free MLB every year.
I know. I'm
not
on T-Mobile.
It's the single biggest perk, I think, that exists out there right now. Because it's like, what, 150, 160 bucks?
Yeah, 140 bucks.
Something like that. And you get it free every year with T-Mobile. And I'm like, oh. And I just use it and log in here so we can all watch games.
Am I going to have to pay for like DirecTV?
Look,
do I have to get Sunday Ticket?
No, we're circling back. I don't know.
No,
like
Sunday Ticket is not DirecTV anymore.
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to pay for that this year?
Yeah. What you should
can I get away with not?
Well, are you already a YouTube TV subscriber?
Yes.
Okay, so then you get a discount
50 bucks off, I think,
on the Sunday Ticket over what non-YouTube TV subscribers would pay for the Sunday Ticket.
I don't know if I'm going to do that. I might just sail the high seas. I might go east if you catch my drift.
Yeah. Gotcha.
International
waters.
Again, I do it, but I just write it off.
Yo ho, a pirate's life for me. I was told not to sing, so sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Apologize for that.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Never been told that in my life. I have a beautiful singing voice.
Songbird of a generation over here.
I did lose to Jordan Schultz in a croon-off, though, once. That was heartbreaking.
That one had to hurt you.
It did. Mm. It did. But he did, what song did he do? It was amazing. He started singing, and I like my eyes lit up.
Well, you guys should just both be thankful that I wasn't involved.
You got pipes, dude. We need a karaoke.
I was
gonna
say
we
need a station.
I
need
fancy
a station
myself as
night.
A bit of a singer. Yeah. I enjoy the karaoke.
What's your go to?
I like doing some Frankie, some Elvis.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Every now and then I'll bust out a little Billy Idol, like some White Wedding.
Oh nice. Yeah, that's a good one.
You.
I have some go-tos, depends on what it is. I did a karaoke thing one night. God, it was a bar in Tiger to a bunch of buddies of mine. We were just stumbling around and there was this like 70-year-old biker and dude was leathered, not just clothes, but skin.
Yeah.
And
I
speaking of Frankie, this guy,
I want to look like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
This guy, if you closed your eyes, sounded like Sinatra.
Really?
Oh dude, he could sing. And I was just like, yo, that caught me off guard.
I mess with a lot of Elton John. Me and Elton, peas in a pod.
It all depends. Like, if are we doing something? Are we doing something for fun? Like, we just trying to really get into it because I can do the metal screams and stuff like that.
Exactly. I don't want to hear that.
It depends on the mood.
Yeah, but
nobody at karaoke wants to hear that.
Oh, dude, it's killed before. It's absolutely killed before. But it all depends. I've done some, made some money, won some competitions, stuff like that.
I'd put some coin down. I'm not a gambler, but I would gamble.
Yeah, no.
If we had like the applause meter.
No, like there was actually like a contest where like it was like kind of one of those things. I did that a couple times. It all depends. What's the crowd? What's the mood?
Oh, and I forget the singer's name. It's a Johnny something, old country song, but the old Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Mm.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's one of Buckwheat's songs on SNL.
Yeah.
Old Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm. Yeah. Nothing for love.
See, I can't ever do anything like country adjacent. My voice does not do that.
Me neither.
I can't do that down one. Those.
There's some people that do country albums now, and it's just like, it doesn't sound like it.
See, now,
you got to have a certain voice.
Like, I listened to Ringo Starr's country album, and I was like, yo, dude, man, you sound like an old British man.
There's one I want to tinker with. I've been listening to it in the car lately a bunch, and it's the old Conway Twitty, The Rose.
Oh, dude.
Ooh, there you go.
I love Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll dive into the 11 o'clock hour, RIP to a real one, and who do you want playing you? In your life, this is 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.